Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hi, everybody. This is Geraldo Rivera reporting Roadkill, the inauguration special. I thank you for listening. That this is the moderate or the view from the middle of the political road. And I thought it was a lovely inauguration, celebrating the national symbols, the flags, the entertainers. Definitely Democrats have better music than Republicans. The event is always optimistic. The former vice president, now president, Joe Biden has laid out an impressive agenda. I don't know how much of it he's going to get passed. Remembering he's got a very divided House of Representatives, a 50-50 Senate. How many of these initiatives are going to get made into legislation remains to be seen. But for the moment, let's be optimistic. Here's Roadkill.
Roadkill with Geraldo Rivera.
Lovely inauguration, celebrating our national symbols. I thought the speech that President Biden made was strong and touching. And I thought it was also, in retrospect, better that Donald Trump was not there to distract. Stripped of his Twitter account. Isn't it interesting how he's no longer omnipresent? Unity is hard to achieve, everybody, given the storming of the Capitol a couple of weeks ago. The presence of some of the perpetrators in the ceremony, disguised as congressmen. But if we're going to put this thing behind us, I've got one suggestion for Joe Biden, who has an impressive enough agenda. Talk to Chuck Schumer. Talk to Nancy Pelosi. No Senate trial for Donald Trump. Don't drag Donald Trump back to Washington, D.C. to face trial in the United States Senate. What do you get from that? You get nothing from that. He's already out of office. That's what impeachment does, a conviction. It throws you out of office. He's already out of office. In legal terms, it's called moot. The issue is moot. It's already effectively been decided. He's not in office. Why have a Senate trial to throw him out of office and exacerbate all the national divide, cause all kinds of problems that are unnecessary? We've got enough problems to face. Dennis Kucinich knows about solving problems, a former mayor and congressman and probable candidate, we hope, for mayor again here in the great city of Cleveland. Dennis Kucinich joins us, our friend and an astute statesman. Dennis, welcome. What did you think of yesterday?
It's a new start for America, and the president, I thought, sounded the right tone of calling for unity. We do have to realize that there's a severe partisan split in the country while we're working to repair the divide. I've always felt, Geraldo, that when one is a leader, you can pretty much call forth from the people whatever it is that you want them to represent. Let me give you an example. When I was running for president, I traveled the country, and what I discovered, to my surprise, was that there is an underlying unity of Americans. We unite over different things, but there is a unity, and we need to call that unity forward. We're not going to agree on everything, but we have to find those things that we do agree on. Love of country is a good place to start. And so, I really worry about the partisan mind. I saw it in Congress as if there's only one way to look at the world. There's only a Democratic way, a Republican way. That's baloney. The world's quite complex, and we have to allow for differences of opinion. And at the same time, we have to find a way to chart a course forward so that.
Well, what about this specifically, Mr. Mayor? The Senate now is going to shortly be receiving from Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House, the 50-50 Senate, divided 50 Republicans, 50 Democrats, will soon be, we assume, receiving the articles of impeachment from Nancy Pelosi should the United States Senate try Donald Trump for inciting the riot of January 6th? Or do you believe, as I do, that the trial is unnecessary? He's already out of office. Let him stay in Florida. And a trial will be needlessly sticking needles in the eyes of the American people.
You've got to be very careful with a trial. You know, there are questions that need to be reviewed with respect to the president's conduct. And that's what the trial is about. That's, you know, what the impeachment was about, at least ostensibly. We're at a point now, and particularly considering the tone that President Biden has set, where we have to give a lot of thought to what the implications would be if we were to take further action or action against President Trump. You know, it requires a lot of thought. There's no snap answer here. There are people, including Mitch McConnell, who feel that the president had some degree of responsibility.
No, I agree. He did
for the riots that took place, and I think that, you know, the question around the country, I believe, is what level of accountability should the president be held to, and that's something that the Senate needs to be careful in considering.
Specifically, Mayor Kucinich, what do you think? I think that it will be gilding the lily. I think that it's unnecessary because he's already out of office. He's been impeached for the second time. History will mark him for that. But to go forward, I for what? And what would the arguments, you know, he would argue free speech. I didn't say anything specific that unleashed this unruly mob. It wasn't my fault. The Senate prosecutors will say, yes, it was your fault. You knew they were coming. You inspired this. You incited this. You know, so we'll be reliving those events rather than solving the vital questions of, for instance, vaccine distribution.
You know, this is an important discussion. I'll tell you why. Because if President Trump was to publicly own up to a measure of responsibility for what happened, I think that would cut this short. But if he refuses to do that, the consequences will be quite severe for him. And so this is really about accepting responsibility, which is something that I know that he is loath to do.
I've seldom heard him say I'm sorry in the 45 years I've known the guy.
Well, you know what? This might be an opportunity for him to be able to recognize the concerns around the country about his own role. And, you know, I think one of the reasons why this process is moving forward is because he has not recognized his own role publicly, and, as a matter of fact, has denied any role at all. And so this is where the dynamic is right now, and it doesn't need to end in a conviction, but it needs an acknowledgement. There needs to be an acknowledgement so that, you know, the person who has held the highest office in the land will commit himself to the highest level of accountability.
Okay, let me just, with the 1 minute I have left, Dennis, what do you think about Twitter taking him off, you know, the social media platform censoring the right wing right now?
Well, I have to tell you, I am really concerned of First Amendment implications. I think it was Voltaire in disagreeing with Madame de Fresnoy and said, you know, Madam, I may disagree with what you say, but I will defend to the death your right to say it. And in America, this First Amendment is critical. And, you know, no one has a right to yell fire in a crowded theater. The theater has gotten a little bit crowded lately, but the social media, these titans who run these big companies, should never be in a position of being above the First Amendment. Matter of fact, they exist because of the First Amendment. And so I think a free and robust debate is probably what will keep America in good stead. And these censors who are out there, frankly, I'm very concerned about them.
Me too. Finally, when are you expected to make the big announcement? We're all eagerly waiting to jump on your bandwagon.
Geraldo, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
It is. The sun's out. I said, what's that weird thing up there? I said, oh, that's the blue sky.
I know. When you're a Clevelander, you see that blue sky. It's like you get all warm and fuzzy. So
really?
I'm going to enjoy the day.
I feel like it's my birthday.
You and I will pick up that conversation sometime soon.
All right.
Okay?
Well, let's stay in touch. You know,
we admire you and
we respect you.
Thank you. You're so kind. And let's pray for our country. Let's find a way to close ranks and move together on those things that really matter.
Amen.
To America.
Amen.
So thanks, Geraldo.
All right. Thank you, Dennis. Dennis Kucinich, the one-time boy mayor, now surprisingly middle-aged. We all... happens to all of us, but a potential contender for the mayor of Cleveland. We need a new direction in our beleaguered town. Some controversial executive order signing, stopping construction of the Hard Fork Keystone Pipeline from Canada into the United States, stopping construction on the border wall, even as the migrant caravan heading this way. He's rejoining the Paris Climate Accord, even though the Trump administration alleged America was playing an unfair, accelerated, expanded burden on the financial support of the climate accords, ending the ban on Muslim immigrants, et cetera, et cetera. So what do you think? Before I get to your calls, right, I'll get them right now. Sol and I, the other night, were looking out the window, and there was a couple of coyotes, you know, in the snowy grass. It's very eerie at night. There's a glow and you see them. It's like I never thought of all the things I thought about moving to Cleveland and living in the lovely Shaker Heights. The one thing I never anticipated was to be in this I feel like I'm in Disneyland, the nature preserve, all kinds of critters, the deer and the coyote and the hawks and the other big predatory birds and every kind of squirrel you ever imagined and the chipmunk. It's quite endearing, except we have the two little dogs and one of the previous owners of this house lost a Bichon to some animal or bird of prey. Enough about my animal husbandry. What do you think about the inauguration speech? What do you think about my proposal that the President Biden stopped the impeachment trial of his predecessor, that it leads to nothing but more angst and division? 216-578-1100. We'll start. We'll go from the bottom up. Jason in Norwalk. What's on your mind, Jason?
Hello, Geraldo.
Hi.
First of all, I want to say I appreciate you and everything you've done throughout your career. Your body of work has been inspiring to me, and so thank you.
I appreciate that. So what's on your mind
this
morning?
So, well, as far as the inauguration, I thought it was a display of pop culture politics. I think it was getting back to the stealing, this display from the celebrities that we should just sit back, feel good, feel comfortable, breathe easy while we enact the same anti-worker, pro-poverty politics. Biden has succeeded in retracting on his promise of $2,000 checks. He has a majority, and he is now power sharing with Republicans. And he has this $15 an hour minimum wage promise. And I just want to know what you think. How is that going to end?
Well, let me say, Jason, I think that's an excellent analysis, a good list of things critics are pointing out. And I appreciate, your analysis is very reasoned and balanced, and I like it. I don't know where Biden goes from here. I just know, as I said at the very top of the program, he's a decent man. You know, he knows how to work with the other side of the aisle. In his long Senate career, he did that. I just hope for the best. I look at him, and I worry. Eric and I were watching yesterday. We just worry that we don't want him to catch a cold, or, you know, he's one thing about Trump, he's so robust and bounding around and jumping up on the stage and all the rest of it. I don't want Joe Biden to think that he has to run every time he does something to show that he's still spry. I want him to take care of himself. We don't need another transition just yet. But speaking of the vice president, Kamala Harris, and I'll get to your calls, but Kamala Harris, I'll talk to Eric about this later on. But, you know, when you see history being made, if that doesn't move you, then you got a rock in the place of your heart, because the first woman in national office. I mean, that's our first woman vice president. That's extraordinary. Black woman, first Asian American, male or female. You know, I think that she's a very, very big deal, and we should all congratulate ourselves. I did not support Joe Biden. Obviously, I didn't vote for him. But this aspect of Kamala Harris's ascension to high office is something every American should be proud of. Finally, we're getting rid of the shackles of history, and I like it. I like it a lot, and I wish her success. Although listening to Joe Biden's proposals, I will oppose many of them. I'll take one more, and then I'm going to get to Rob Bailey. In Wadsworth, Keith is on the line. What's up, Keith?
Geraldo, it's nice to talk to you.
You too, mate.
I've watched you since the early 70s when I grew up in New York.
All right, sir. Eyewitness News.
Tell me what in President Trump's speech was insightful. What words? I've listened to it three times. I still can't find.
Did you listen, Keith, to the rioters who said Trump sent us?
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You know, you can parse it, and I'm sure that's what his defense will do at his trial, if the trial comes to that, and I hope it does not. But there's no doubt that the folks, some element of that crowd, felt inspired by, ordered by President Trump to disrupt the Senate and the House of Representatives in the nation's capital. And they had a plan. They went there to trash. Some of them had those ties, you know, those plastic ties, wrist ties. What do they call those, Rob?
What, the zip ties?
Zip ties. Yep. You know, they had weapons. Come on. It was he incited the riot. Even Mitch McConnell says so. I think that the president has to apologize. Mitch McConnell's got to say that Republicans don't vote for conviction. And President Biden has to say to Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, let's get on with life and forget about Donald Trump for a while. I'm always impressed when I see the other presidents all gathered together, kind of wrapping around. That production last night, though, I thought that Tom Hanks would die of hypothermia. He looked so frozen. They all did. You see that, Rob? They all look like, why didn't they wear coats? It was like 20 degrees out.
Yeah, I would think they would wear coats. I understand why guys in the office don't do it a lot. You know, I heard sometimes that, you know, they want to project power. They want to, hey, I'm the commander in chief.
Yeah,
you're
shivering with a big red nose, though. It doesn't exactly project power.
All three of those gentlemen don't have to run for anything ever again. So, yeah, at that point, the pride goes away. You know, I'm with Bernie Sanders with those big mittens. Did you see him wearing?
Yeah, like, he looked so like cute. Who is the one that, what president? Was it Grover Cleveland? Someone helped me. Who made the 3-hour inauguration speech and then died of pneumonia?
That was William Henry Harrison.
William Henry Harrison, that's right.
Like 30 days in office.
How long was he in office?
30 days.
30 days. Isn't he one of ours? Isn't he an Ohioan?
I know Ben Harrison's. I believe William Henry Harrison's either from Ohio or from Virginia. I can look it up if you'd like.
Look it up. Yeah.
All right.
Steve in Hinckley, what's on your mind? Thanks for calling 216-578-1100. Hi, Steve.
Hey, I wonder how those pipeline people that had jobs feel today.
I feel the same way. I mean, the thing is, two-thirds built. You stop it now. What, are you going to leave all those pipes underground? Are you going to have to tear them up? And I think it's ridiculous. It's such a, you know, unnecessary
thing. I just wondered how you felt about the caravans coming up.
Well, I think that's an interesting question. I am very pro-immigration reform. I want liberalized immigration. I want a recognition that Latin America and the United States have a unique relationship, that those are the essential workers who took care of our babies and mowed our lawns and stocked our grocery shelves and packed our poultry and, you know, processed our meat.
That's great. I'm glad you, I'm sure your wife shares the same sentiment,
well,
right?
She does. I think you need regulation. You need a compassionate, strong approach. I don't want to tear the wall down. I think it's ridiculous to tear it down. That would be an invitation for even more chaos on the border. We need order on the border.
I wanted to run this by you because I'm old enough to remember the old days when the Europeans came over. They had to have a sponsor. Okay, so my idea is that you and your wife,
you sound like a snotty person, Steve. I don't want to talk to you anymore. Let's go. Goodbye, Steve.
So, in a related story, I was right on both accounts. William Henry Harrison was born in Virginia, and he was actually a senator in Ohio.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And where is his memorial?
I believe it's in Ohio. So, yeah, I'm looking at
it. Of course, it's in Ohio.
Yeah. Okay. Here. Yeah, give me a couple seconds here. I'll continue to look.
In the meantime, in Cleveland Heights, Tom's on the line. Hi, Tom.
Oh, yes.
Hi, Tom. You're on. What's up? What are you thinking about?
I thought it was a weak, pathetic speech by an illegitimate president. He's a thief and a con artist. And I think that the American people went to Washington because the election was stolen. That was the whole purpose of it. And I
so
hope
the people went and ravaged the Capitol because the election
was
stolen?
No, that was
Antifa.
That was
Antifa.
That was Joe
the
Biden
devil made them
all
do it.
Goodbye, Tom.
Goodbye, Tom.
So, yes, it's actually the William Henry Harrison Memorial is actually in North Bend, Ohio. It's about the most southwest tip of the state. So,
okay.
Yep.
Well, thank you.
Yep.
But we have had four presidents in Ohio. I mean, the other three a bit more successful, at least had more longevity than poor William Henry Harrison. Anyway, I'm not going to. You must have failed history.
Well, yeah. Well, no, I actually did pretty well in history, I thought. But yeah, Ohio does have a great, you know, we were at the Rutherford B. Hayes house, I believe. And yeah,
that's right. We did a show there.
Yeah. So, yeah, a lot of presidents are from Ohio. We haven't had one in a while, though. I think anybody listening in earshot here in Northeast Ohio, if you want to run for president in the next 30 years, we need another president from Ohio.
I thought John Glenn would be president. The astronaut.
Yeah. I mean, he probably could have been there was a point in time where he was one of the most trusted, most popular Americans going. I think actually not from Ohio, but Mark Kelly down in Arizona, the new senator down there.
Right.
He might have a chance to kind of be that guy in the next 15, 20 years.
And his wife is spectacular.
Mm-hmm.
The congresswoman who is
Gabby Giffords.
Gabriel Giffords.
Yeah. Yeah. She, imagine what the situation she was in, you know, where, a few years ago she was the victim of a shooting, and then, 10, 15 years later, her husband now is in the Senate chamber while all that protesting was going on in the 6th. That's a very odd marriage, yeah.
Absolutely. What a good human story that would be, just to ask her about that. But we have our resident historian on the line, Vic Gideon, our former colleague, our current friend. You see him every night at Channel 19. So, Vic, what do you know about presidents in Ohio?
Ohio presidential expert. You know, there's eight, actually. And you know, some of these are tough.
Eight.
Like, yeah.
Wow.
We claim Grant. I think several states claim him. And like Rob was saying, I think, you know, William Henry is Virginia and Ohio. I think Benjamin Harrison went to my alma mater, Miami of Ohio. He was, I think, born in Indiana, but
I'm looking at Bill Hemmer on TV right now. He went there, too.
He went to Miami, absolutely. So there's, let me see, the two Harrisons. There's Grant, there's Garfield, there's McKinley, there's Rutherford Hayes, who actually they called him Rutherfraud because of the election of 1876, where they threw votes, the electors voted for him, and I think Blaine was the guy that lost that, and Harding. I think Harding was the last president from Ohio, 1920. He died in office.
So, who is the most realistic contemporary candidate?
You're right, John Glenn. Paul Ryan went to Miami, although he's from Wisconsin. He was obviously the vice presidential nominee. I don't know. At this point, I don't know if there's any stars in the Democratic or Republican parties.
Well, and Vic, this is Rob here. I know Sherrod Brown was mulling over a presidential run a few years ago. So, I mean, he might be on the list. Who knows?
He needs a haircut.
Ohio is always mentioned.
Vic, I got to go. The darling Erica is here, and I just want to ask her to get she doesn't like when I use
how about Erica? How about an Erica
my astute, strong colleague with ideas that I don't necessarily always agree with, but she and I have been on the same page lately.
It's about unifying.
We've been on the same page lately, you heard that fellow really denigrating what happened in Biden's speech yesterday. You had a totally different reaction. We all did. Explain your emotions, because you were crying all day.
The point of his speech, which I felt was more like a sermon than a speech about policy, was to unify the country, that we should not look at each other as adversaries, but as neighbors. And to quote my own mom, Nancy Levy, the way he quoted his mom, of Orange, formerly of Shaker Heights, that you should, when he said, to put yourself in someone else's shoes. And so if you do that, then you have empathy, and then you can try to understand where the other person's coming from and lower the temperature and unify us.
And what about looking at his family? I know there was a unique aspect of his family that caught your eye that I think the general public did not see.
I was unaware that all of his kids had married interfaith, had married Jews, Jewish people. So I was kind of excited to see the Jewish grandchildren, and as a Jewish person myself. And so I really liked the interfaith of their family, and so it was just nice to see. I felt like they were relatable and normal and accessible, and unlike the Trump family, where they are New York snobs, and Donald Trump has never been in a pickup truck or in a boat. Let's just put it out there. I mean, these are real people who have worked hard, and I think they're going to do a great job for working class people.
What I noticed in your impassioned social media and your very active social media last night, you were all talking about the music as compared to the Trump era.
Yes, Lady Gaga was incredible, and J-Lo representing Puerto Ricans and the Bronx. I loved the music, listening to Bruce Springsteen last night, and I was really excited. At first I said, great music is back, but then I heard Bon Jovi. They didn't sound so good. Sorry, no offense, but...
my friend and neighbor from New Jersey, I really liked Bon Jovi and Springsteen both, had kids in my daughter's grades in Rumson Country Day School. And I remember we all got together. Bruce and John put on a benefit following 9/11 that was very effective, raised a lot of money. It was very, very touching. But in terms of the evening performance, I thought those guys were all going to freeze to death.
I thought the same. I thought Tom Hanks was going to lose a hand or something. He looked frozen. I just wanted to say that I really liked the fashion choices. I loved at the inauguration that Kamala wore the color purple, as did Michelle wore a shade of purple, and so did Hillary Clinton. And I think the purple shows that we should also unify with each other. We're not red or blue, but purple. And also it's an ode to Shirley Chisholm, the first black woman to run for president. And she wore a lot of purple when she was running.
How depressed was it that there was no crowd in attendance and that security was everywhere and there was tension and there is separation in this country and division?
Oh, it's heartbreaking, and to see all the beautiful flags, and the people that have died of COVID. It was that was heartbreaking to see, but I think it was really healing for our country to acknowledge all of the death that we have experienced and the loved ones we have lost in our country, and to acknowledge it, because I don't think it's really been acknowledged.
I haven't asked you how you feel about, what time is it? I got a couple of minutes. How do you feel about my proposal that Biden speaks to Pelosi and Schumer and says, no more impeachment. Let's censor him. Let's move on. We've got so much to do. The last thing we need now as a nation is to drag Donald Trump back to Washington, D.C. to stand trial.
Well, I think that's a great idea. Do I think that could happen? No, I don't think that's going to happen, because they've already started the article of impeachment, and so I don't think that that's possible. But I think that that is a great idea. I don't think, it doesn't seem to me that President Biden wants impeachment. It seems like he wants unity and doesn't want to go down that road. But he's left it up to Congress to do that, and then he'll focus on the pandemic.
So the pandemic, that is so, it's so much part of the air.
Well, he was left without any plan for vaccination distribution. So Trump left it up to the states and left no plan. Also, they also lied to us about having a second reserve of vaccinations. So we may not get that second shot, which we need for immunity. So I think that President Biden is starting from scratch. And so that's going to be his biggest effort, is to work on getting a vaccination distribution plan.
I hope that is his prime focus. That's what we all need. I disagree with Erica in terms of what the previous administration had done. They created this vaccine in record time.
I did not see it through.
I think Erica.
Not make enough.
I think they're making as much as they can. The problem is the president has been so distracted for the last 2 months fighting this absolutely counterproductive, ridiculous rear guard action trying to overthrow the election. And to hear people like that nasty guy from Cleveland Heights saying this nonsensical stuff about the election being stolen and all the rest of it. How can we possibly go forward as a nation when half the country, or some percentage of the country, feels that?
Right. Well, I mean, the famous segregationist senator's funeral, Joe Biden said,
Strom Thurmond?
Strom Thurmond.
Strom Thurmond, yes. He said he wanted to see the good in him. Remember the good in that man. And I think we still have to see the good in each other to move forward together.
Even in Donald Trump?
I guess.
On that healing note, have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. Before we leave, politics, and the callers indicated, politics is brutal. There's a partisan divide that's a gaping wound in this country, but I still want to be optimistic. There was an impressive bridge that was apparent yesterday connecting every American. To see Kamala Harris being sworn in, that was a historic moment. However you feel about her politics, however you feel about Democrats and the Biden administration, everybody has to, take some joy in the fact that yet another barrier has been broken. We have a first woman in national office, a black woman, an Asian American, the first Asian American man or woman. I think that there's reasons for optimism. Yes, there's problems. I'm not Pollyanna. I'm a harsh realist, really, but I want to be optimistic today. I'm Geraldo Rivera reporting Roadkill.
Roadkill with Geraldo Rivera.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.